The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, I told my husband, DJ Automatic, I said, you look so handsome. Ooh. And I swear he moved different. Ooh. He moved different after that compliment. Let's discuss on Monday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
She's lying to y'all. DJ Automatic.
I go by NBA.
So he is not only an NBA DJ, he is also a Major League Baseball DJ. And he came home and he put his jersey on. He was showing out for me. I said, oh, you look so handsome. He strutted in front of the mirror, called his brothers. It was just, you know what? It was a reminder that the power of complimenting someone, whether you it's your partner like I did, my husband DJ Automatic, or just a stranger, you can uplift someone and make them feel.
I didn't even realize Dana was pumping me up because she was like, call your brother, show her that jersey.
Show what's up.
When she started talking about you in her bedroom with a jersey on, I was like, are we getting into like a role play thing?
No,
here? What are we doing?
But
which for my dog, I recommend y'all go do that now. But also, you're right though, the power of a compliment goes a long way.
Yes.
Man, somebody almost made me cry yesterday because of a compliment.
What did they say?
I just, you know, have you ever got hit with a wave of self doubt out of nowhere? You just
start
doubting everything.
Every day of my life. Yeah.
I was going through one of those fits crazy, and randomly a homie that I met in New York City, I did an 8-minute set in New York City a couple months ago. Didn't think that much people were in there. He messaged me and said, I love your jokes. I love your stage presence. I hope everything's going good.
Wow.
And I can't wait to see you get back out here again.
Aww.
Bro, I almost,
Anthony.
I read that. I almost
started, like, tears in your eyes.
From
man tears.
You're like, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to do it. I'm like, that's what I need.
God.
I was about to take a depression nap and I sprung back up.
You know, though, sometimes compliments can go the wrong way, though, because I will say recently there was a salesperson that came in and she had a really nice hair bun on. Like, I was complimenting her hair. I was like, oh, your hair. And I was like, that bun looks amazing. And she literally turned around and threw her ass out and was like, what do you think of that? I was like, no, I was talking about your hair.
She said,
your
hair. I've been working out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here goes
and
HR.
I was
now.
Like, God dang it, she gonna call HR. That's not what I meant, ma'am. That's not what I meant. Careful how you compliment, but remember, you can change someone's demeanor by telling them something kind, nice, and being complimentary.
Yes,
do
dude,
it.
Yeah, double entendre compliment? That's amazing, dude.
I love your bun.
Oh, thank you.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we got to shout out the waffles. It's International Waffle Day, everybody.
I don't pour the syrup on. I dip my waffle in a syrup.
Oh,
psycho. Okay.
No.
Interesting.
I like to fill each individual square.
That's psycho.
March 25th is known as the Old New Year's.
Can you explain that?
Well, so up until we started using the Gregorian. Get a friend with a college degree like I have. One. Thank you, DJ Automatic.
Automatic, only one
we started
here
using
with
a calendar, 1582, and that switched up New Year's to be January 1st.
Well, so why would we do that? Why was it that day?
Oh, like, dude, I'm not Wikipedia.
A historian
I'm not,
over
on.
Here.
That's
it had to do with the Jesus' birthday and what day he was really born, and then
wait,
they
changed. Wait, we could just switch Jesus' birthday and all kinds of celestial beings around?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did it, so you can do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's kind of not our faults as parents that our kids are less healthy and chubbier than we were, but it kind of is. So let's talk
about,
I'm going to explain now, Automatic. I was a chubby kid, but I feel like I was chubby, you know, not necessarily because I was eating bad food. I just had that gene, maybe. I don't know. I got thin as I got older.
You had a grandmother that liked to cook. That's what
she loved
had.
To cook tortillas and stuff. And when she would pull back on that, I would get thinner. I was in athletics, all of that. Now, as I got older and I started gaining a lot of weight, what I realized is I was eating a lot of junk. I wasn't eating good food anymore. I was eating Oreos and I was eating processed foods.
Dana loves her sodas.
I do.
Oh, man, I love a good soda, too.
I used to drink 10 or 12 Dr. God. Peppers a day.
All right. Maybe I don't love soda.
I ended up in the hospital because of it. Yeah, and
did you see a Dr. Pepper?
It wasn't Dr. Pepper. It was Dr. Martinez.
It was easy.
Me,
that was too easy.
He said, as corny as a corn syrup in her body.
He said, Keep drinking this and you're going to die. He literally told me that you're going to have diabetes, you're going to hurt your kidneys and blah, blah, blah. So in the 80s and the 90s, processed food started getting pushed on us, right? On TV, you got Pop-Tarts, you got flavored cereals, microwavable meals, all these ultra processed foods. What does that mean? It's foods that can live in your pantry for a very long time and not rot because they have so much fake ingredients and additives and preservatives and
chemicals.
They're not good. Yeah. So we've kind of normalized eating fake food because it started in advertising. Oh, your life's easier, moms. You just put this in the toaster for your kids and they're fed. But what are we feeding them? It's trash. Thanks. It's really bad. What has happened is kids today have obesity problems at a record rate. They have lifestyle-induced diabetes, which is type 2. early onset heart disease. We see kids with more mental health epidemics going on right now. This is all attributed to this processed food and shorter lifespans in our children. They're going to live less years than we will because of these, the food. It's so normalized to eat junk.
Y'all need to take care of your kids.
Says the guy with no kids.
Yeah.
So now that's your advice. Now that everybody's messing up, man. And he's like, hey, that ain't on me.
Who eats Uncrustables, which is not good.
Yeah, you know what? That's another reason. Feed your kids right. So they stop running up the prices of Uncrustables, right?
It's bad for you.
How about that? Some of us grown men trying to enjoy Uncrustables without paying $12 a box.
It used to be a luxury to eat out, and now it's like...
It's normal. Everybody does it almost
every corner, there's a restaurant and fast food joint literally everywhere. And unfortunately, a lot of the foods from there are fried and processed and they're not good for you. Well, what about the people that say, I don't want to deny myself?
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to deny myself Cheetos.
Well,
I don't want to deny
yourself
myself
a longer life by
so
continuing
I'm thinking,
that pattern.
Do you want to deny yourself trash, deny yourself sickness, deny your children an early grave? I'm not saying you can't eat any of it, but that can't be breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it can't be normal. I'm not saying deny yourself, like having one or two Cheetos, but I've seen kids wake up and they're eating out on a school bus on the way to begin their day. And that's on the parents.
Yep.
I saw my daughter do this. We had this big discussion just a few days ago. I didn't even tell you automatic. There's this thing on TikTok where you throw mac and cheese into chicken nuggets and you mix it all up.
Talk dirty.
And that's
me.
A meal.
Hey, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know
she
because
does
you love it. You
she
love
does it with the Chick-fil-A stuff. And I'm not going to lie, it's so good.
But it's so bad for you.
Oh, I can't even. It's probably like 5,000 calories.
Yeah, at least one meal. So she and I had this big discussion a few days ago. And she's like, Mom, I want you to teach me to cook. And I want us to do it a few days a week together. I felt so good about it. I said, we'll go shopping together. I'll teach you, mija. And then that way it becomes a generational tradition.
What if your parents never taught you how to cook? What if the only thing you know is to go out to
hello, you living on TikTok? You're living on TikTok anyway. Why don't you go and follow somebody who cooks every day? There's people and it's cheaper to cook
at home. No,
you're
right. It's on them. You can figure it out.
At this point, you can educate yourself and stop making excuses.
We've talked about that in the past, but that's almost a similar topic, a different topic where it's like your family doesn't support you in a situation.
That's true, Anthony.
I feel like what we're talking about now, too, is that sometimes parents just make the bad decision out of the convenience of it.
Well, of course.
And that's really setting the bag.
And
well,
it's
so much easier just to like, hey, here's a Pop-Tart versus, hey, I'm going to make you eggs and whatever
for breakfast. Avocados and some little tomatoes inside the egg or whatever. But you know what tastes better? I swear the eggs. When somebody makes that homemade food for you, it tastes so much better.
I don't know. Pop-Tarts are pretty good.
No, they're trash. Once in a while, Pop-Tarts. But every day, as much as you can, eat real food.
Man.
Here's my philosophy. If it grows from the earth, if it walks on the ground, that's what you eat. And if it's made in a factory, probably not so bueno.
No.
Listen to
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time for What's Your Sign with Sir Madi. I'm so excited. Madi, welcome.
Yeah. Hello, Madi.
What's up?
Oh, you sound so good today. Have you recovered from your sickness?
Actually, I got diagnosed with bronchitis, so I'm getting over that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then that's why you were suffering so
better.
Much.
It's just like I can't stop coughing sometimes, so hopefully that doesn't happen.
We're going to get this done. We all need our spiritual forecast for us collectively. First, though, let's go ahead and get our caller on. Begin with your sign.
Capricorn.
And what's your name?
Chandra is my name.
Now go ahead and ask Sir Madi your question.
And I want to know, what is next?
Okay, what's next for Chandra?
What I'm getting for her is a big opportunity when it comes to her finances. There is this job offer that I feel she's been aiming for, this career that she's really been yearning. It's been a long time coming. It feels like almost like a dream that she almost forgot, because I keep seeing the eclipse has a lot to do with this change that is happening in her life. Kudos to her, because she's about to make some new money and new opportunities coming.
Yeah. God, that's so good. That's so good. And I almost felt in her question like she almost knew it. She just needed that reassurance. Okay, now, Madi, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? Collectively, what can we all look forward to?
So we just have the eclipse tonight. It's morning time, so we just have the eclipse. We are now in between eclipses. This is a very vital period of time. I always say this, but these 2 weeks between eclipses, because we just had the lunar, in 2 weeks we're going to have the solar eclipse. This is a time for deep shadow work. If you guys have never heard of shadow work, it's figuring out where your trauma stems from and a lot of inner dialogue with yourself, really. what Spirit is telling me is that there is no shadow without light. So instead of just focusing on the negative, also bring in a lot of the positive. Why are you so happy? Why? What makes you you? What are the great attributes that you have? And those questions are a big part of realizing where you're headed and who you are and your strength. So that's what I feel for this week. Really introspecting.
Introspecting. Such a great word. For those of you who don't understand it, look inside yourself and just do your Googles. You'll figure it out. Ceremony as usual. Thank you so much. I know you're a little under the weather. We appreciate your insight. If you would like a reading, you can call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. And of course, follow Ceremony. Her handle on Instagram is at illestdivinity. And Mohed, we'll talk to you next Monday. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ariana Grande, recently divorced from Dalton Gomez, has been ordered to pay how much in a divorce settlement? I'll tell you right now. Plus, I'm asking a question. Is it okay that he's asking a woman for money? Oh. This and more Daily Dirt. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Big Sean celebrating his birthday. Sarah Jessica Parker and Elton John also celebrating a birthday.
All right, so Metro Boomin, Future got a song out. Kendrick Lamar is on it. And in his verse, he references first-person shooter. Remember, J. Cole called himself, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar the top three. K-Dot says, nuh-uh. Take a listen.
Motherf*** the big three. It's just big me.
Whenever I interview a hip-hop artist that I really respect, from Mac Miller to Kendrick Lamar, when I sat down with Kendrick Lamar, I always ask, who's the greatest rapper of all time? Kendrick is the only one to ever say me. I remember what he said. I was like, what? He's like, me. I am. And I mean,
he hasn't changed his beliefs.
No, he hasn't changed. I feel like this is going to be good for hip hop. It's going to be good
for great for hip hop.
Some people are saying it's kind of corny that he has to only call out Drake to get attention.
He obviously has an album coming. And you know, J. Cole decided to put him, Drake, and Kendrick in the same conversation. And now Kendrick's saying, I don't want to be part of your conversation.
J. Cole's just stressed out because he always tries to play like peacekeeper amongst
the three. Really does. He wants to bring them all together.
I want to see a mad J. Cole.
We've
never seen a mad J. Cole. I would like to see a mad J. Cole.
You think
I mean,
J. Cole's
going
to clap back?
Yes. It's just all about the sport of hip hop. These guys aren't really mad at each other. All they're doing is helping each other's record sales.
It's just grown man talking poetry. It's nothing too serious.
Thanks.
All right, now we're going to move on and get a little serious. Ariana Grande, obviously recently divorced, publicly humiliated because the word is her husband, Dalton Gomez, cheated on her. And then he pulls up to court and asks for $1.25 million, and Ariana Grande has to pay it?
Oh, rightfully so.
No, she was cheated on. If you get cheated on...
You don't know that for sure.
Oh, automatic. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Did you guys
That's an assumption that you're making, but I know for sure that she's got to pony up over $1 million.
Did you hear what happened in the courtroom after the judge laid the gavel down? He was like, that's the final decision. And she's like, really? Are you serious? And the judge said, yes, thank you, next.
Okay,
it's just a big three.
Okay, I'm all about equal rights. I'm all about this. That's fine. But if he cheats, does he deserve money too? 877-730-DCS1. It's not fair.
Oh, you're Team Ariana Grande, huh?
100%. Please call in. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My daughter loves the Baja Blast. You know, the Mountain Dew stuff. There's something big coming. I'm sure all the kids in the car are like, turn it up, I want to know. We'll tell you in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Not so sure I've been this excited about a movie in a long time. Jenna Ortega is starring in Tim Burton's sequel of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Oh.
Listen to this.
The juice is loose.
That is Michael Keaton reprising his role as Beetlejuice.
So he's going to be Beetlejuice again, and then she's going to be Winona Ryder's part.
Well, I don't know. Winona Ryder's the mom. She's back. It's like the sequel.
Oh.
Winona Ryder's, it's a continuation of the
daughter
story.
Now.
Yes. Yes. And it's in theater September 6th. After the success of Wednesday on Netflix, Tim Burton pretty much has had all this money, like, make movies.
This is fun, but also a moment for me, because they also brought back the X-Men cartoon from 97. And
Anthony,
also learning with the bringing back of Beetlejuice. I'm now getting old.
Ding, ding, ding.
All these movies I grew up with as a kid are being remade.
You and a young guy, Anthony, until you're not.
Yeah, until you're not. That's it.
Until you're not anymore.
I'm like, oh, no. There's a whole generation who don't even know about this movie.
Food news is going to really hurt your feelings.
Oh, God.
What is it, DJ? I'm not a food news.
It's the 20th anniversary of the Baja Blast.
Oh, my God, this is an outrage.
Oh, my God. I'm so.
It's called the Baja-versary.
Oh, man.
And so they're doing two new flavors.
The millennials, get the AARP ready, dog. Oh, no.
It's called the Laguna Lemonade, and then they got the Point Break Punch. It's going to be on your shelves for a limited run.
Well, I am excited.
I didn't even realize that the Baja Blast has been around for 20 years now.
Well, back in my day.
Back in my day when we didn't have the Baja Blast, we had to suffer. We're just regular Coke and Pepsi. Anyway, I'm excited about the punch.
For sure.
Remember Hawaiian Punch? Let's really take it back.
It's
going
to go smooth with my Activia.
National Day, Anthony.
All right. Let's go to get right to it. It is International Waffle Day, everybody.
Come on. Everybody loves waffles. I love staying at the hotels when they do the Continental breakfast and they bring out the big waffle maker. You got to get in line, though, right?
Yes.
Those are the best.
You know, it was something I like to practice before COVID. Since COVID, I haven't done it just because I just feel like it's so many germs in one little spot and people being in charge of making their own meals is just...
Yeah, but it's hot. It kills all the germs. Otto, it's a waffle.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to tell that little 12-year-old running those kids that's standing over the mix.
Pouring it with a Dixie cup.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
You know what? Second thought, I'll make my waffles at home.
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about trash food, and I want to have an opposite day right now. Automatic Anthony, I want to talk about healthy food that we love. And it does exist.
Mm.
I got three eggs. I love me some good eggs. Chile, which is jalapeno and tomate and cebollita and cilantro and whatever you like to put in yours.
What are you calling? She's talking about salsa.
Okay.
For all us non-Spanish speaking people.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. So we called it chile in my casa.
Salsa to the dome?
Yeah. Chile,
I live in your casa.
Well, Automatic, but you
I don't say
it
chile.
Salsa.
I call it salsa because salsa. Well, I'm white.
In my casa, we called it chile. Always had a little chilito on hand. And then tacos. And yes, tacos are healthy the way I cook them.
That's debatable.
What are these? They're 100% healthy. I don't fry my corn tortillas.
What do you just do? Like put them in air or like? What do you...
No. I make the corn. Well, we buy the homemade corn tortillas. I heat them up on a comal and I put whatever protein inside. I top them with chile, a little aguacate, which is avocado in the world of white people, as DJ Automatic just said. And it's good. Lettuce and tomato and vamanos or cabbage.
Mm.
Good stuff. And this is healthy food.
I can't do like the healthier version of corn tortillas. I got to go to the carb counting wheat tortillas. That's
what
I mean.
Wheat? What?
The wheat tortillas. You never seen them? The carb counter.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that's a wrap.
Okay. Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Hey.
I guess if you're going to toast the wrap, it's not so bad.
It's popular amongst myself, Latinxers, and the Caucasian brothers. Who don't, or not Automatic, this fool's Mexican. But
pretty much Automatic. If I don't have salsa in the house, he's getting mad at me.
So nobody got love for the carb counting tortillas or reef wrap?
I've tried them.
Come on.
They're awful, dude.
I know they're bad, dude. I'm trying to be healthy.
Then why don't you just eat a homemade corn tortilla, Anthony?
I don't like corn tortillas.
He doesn't go to that grocery store either.
I don't like corn tortillas, period.
You said you didn't like a concha, and now you had a real concha and you like it. I'm going to bring you some homemade corn tortillas, okay?
Concha can win me over quicker than a corn tortilla, but Anyway.
We'll see. Next week, we're going to bring you a 12-pack. Bring you a dozen. All right. What's your favorite healthy food? Hit us with it. Let's have this combo. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.